Good morning, everyone. Just trying to add a little life to your morning, imitating Adrian Cronauer, the Armed Forces radio DJ during the Vietnam War. You might remember that. Good morning, Vietnam, from the movie. So anyway, just a little poll. What do y'all think about? Do I need another intro? Or do you like my, is my intro all right, just leaning on the everlasting arms? Anyway, thank you to DJ LeMaster for his guitar picking there. But do we need a new intro, or is that intro okay? Anyway, so today I have a couple of thoughts running through my mind. Do I want to share with you what I read in Jeremiah 10, or should I share with you a thought that I have from a book that I'm reading on missions? Or maybe I can fit both of them into this little devotion time. So let's give it a shot. I can't go into a lot of background about Jeremiah 10, but Jeremiah 10:23 says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. Jeremiah understands the difficulty which man has in following the ways of God. And by the way, this is from my morning Bible reading yesterday. You know, the flesh pulls us away from God. And because of that, we need direction from God. And so Jeremiah is asking the Lord to direct his steps. He asks him to correct him, but with judgment. Correct him with judgment is judgment is the ability to make sensible conclusions. In other words, Jeremiah is asking him for correction which will not destroy him. He is asking for correction which will put him in the right way, point him in the right way. You know, correction is good for us. You know, I don't want to continue going on doing the wrong thing. I might be giving my best effort to something, but I might be giving my best effort in the wrong way. If I'm doing something incorrectly, I would like to know so I can stop doing it incorrectly. So when it comes to correcting our walk, we want correction, but not in correction in a way that would destroy us. Because of that, I think it's important for us to understand our inability to make those correct decisions in our lives. If we cannot make the correct decisions when it comes to following Christ in our nature, in ourselves, by ourselves. And we need to understand that. And if we do understand that, we will be more likely to seek the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Many cannot grow in their spiritual walk because they think they know how to live a life pleasing to God. They try to serve God in the flesh. They try to get God to approve of their way of living. And because of that, they fail in their spiritual walk miserably. However, when someone understands they cannot follow God on their own, they will seek God. They will look for leadership from the means that God has chosen to direct our steps. They will get into His Word and read His Word and study His Word. They will get at the church where they can hear the direction from the pulpit on this is what is pleasing to God. They will listen to other elders of the church to direct them. They'll listen to other believers. And we need to understand the direction or the importance of seeking God to direct our steps. You know, also yesterday I was challenged as I read a book on missions. The book discussed Paul's words to the church at Philippi, and Paul talks about the church at Philippi and their fellowship in the gospel. That's found in Philippians 1:5. Fellowship in the gospel means partnership in the gospel. And I think we need to think about that. We need to think about our partnership in the gospel. Do we sense a partnership in the gospel? Do we get a sense that we're in the work of God and we're in this work with Him? And because of that, what is important to God should be important to us. And so, based upon that, what is our burden for those around the world? Remember, Jesus says that there are going to be those from every kindred, tribe, nation, and tongue that is worshiping Him around the throne. How are those in those foreign lands going to hear the gospel? The chapter that I was reading in the book Missions is talking about long-term partnerships with missionaries. Following is a quote from that book, which is written by Andy Johnson. It's a 9 marks book, by the way. Here's the quote. In Paul's letter to the Philippians, we see wonderful glimpses of a healthy long-term missionary partnership based on trust and relationship. The long-term relationship happened because the church at Philippi felt a partnership in the gospel. They knew that the work that Paul was doing was their work. Now, what about you? How do you feel about long-term missionary endeavors? How do you feel about the missionary endeavors in your work? Do you feel like a part of what God is doing in the world? Do you feel like a part of what His church is doing in the world? Do you feel a part of what your church is doing in the world? To be honest, I think about this and I compare it to my relationship with the church I pastor. I feel a long-term relationship with the church I pastor. When I came here, I committed to stay here. I committed that, you know, my thought was I'm going to stay here for as long as I'm a minister. But you know what? I don't feel that same long-term partnership with the missionaries that our church supports. Some of them we've been supporting since I've been the pastor, and you know, you don't feel any real connection. That's one of the concerns of mine as a pastor. I'm thinking about the ways that I can be more concerned about those around the world who have never heard about Jesus. I'm thinking about how I can be more connected with the missionaries that our church supports. Think about how can I develop a concern for those around the world that have never heard the gospel in the members of my church, so that we can make an impact in the lives of those around the world for Christ. You know, how can we bring the sheep into the fold from every kindred, people, nation, and tongue? It's a partnership in the gospel, and we need to feel that. I'm working on it. Hope to do better. Lord, I come to you in prayer today asking you to help me seek you. Lord, I know it's not in my own ability to walk in your ways. Lord, I pray that I will be sensitive to the ways you have chosen to direct me, your word and your church, elders and other faithful members. As iron sharpens irons, we sharpen one another to follow you. Help us to do that, Lord. Lord, I pray that I will not be too stubborn to listen to your ways, nor to be led by your Spirit. Lord, I also pray today that you'll give me a heart for missions. Lord, I pray that I will stay burdened for those who have never heard the gospel before. I pray that I can lead the church I pastor to be burdened for the lost. I pray that we will see the need to partner with faithful missionaries who are doing your work around the world. Lord, I know none of your sheep will be lost, but I also know that a witness for Christ is needed. I pray, Lord, that you would bring laborers into the field to gather your sheep into the fold. Lord, help me to lead in a way that is pleasing to you. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Until tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.